program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
What, you have a...
Yeah.
Exhausted. Are you talking to me? Philip? Hello? Hello? Show up.
Hello there, go ahead.
Is this Phil?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Sifu Mike.
Hey Mike, what's happening? Yeah, he's in a lot of pain, man.
In tons of pain?
Yeah, it's like trying to, you know, it's like trying to put a pea through a straw. It doesn't work out too good.
Fuck. I haven't had the pleasure of that. I did break my back in 05, and that felt like no pain I've ever can explain.
Yeah. I had some a couple years ago. I went down on a freeway at 80 miles an hour. I was riding like a jet ski, though. I hit the butt on it, flipped out from under me, and threw me 65 feet.
Oh, jeez. How'd you come out on that one?
Staples in my shoulder, a couple of hog rings in my back, and I punctured my lung.
Fuck. Well,
but I'm here to tell you about it. And I was wearing a beanie helmet. And the funniest thing was when the doctor told the CHP guy if I was wearing a full-face helmet, I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
I didn't know what the fuck they're talking about. for the last, I don't even wear my beanie helmet. I wear my beanie hat, fleece hat every time I leave the gym here and head home.
Uh-huh.
It's black and it just, who knows, who cares? You know, that whole law irritates me because it affects our rights. We're not affecting anybody except yourself.
Exactly. All I want is a choice. I don't like to be told. I want a choice.
And the same with the seatbelt. Why did they have to tell us to put a seatbelt on? We're driving.
Well, yeah, I pulled up next to one today. I was talking on his cell phone going 60 miles an hour.
So what else is happening besides kidney stones being passed?
Oh, I made a right turn this morning going to the freeway, and I pretty much got the lights pretty much timed. So as I'm going up the hill to make the right, the arrow turned green for me to go. So I went, and as I'm turning, I looked to my left, and I seen one of my town's finest on two wheels. And it's a long light. So when I got to turn right, the other people got to turn left. There's four lanes there.
Right.
So I get through the first light, it's green. I get through the second light, it's green. I get to the third light, it's green. I get to the fourth light, and I see these three lights on a BMW coming at me like you wouldn't believe. So he pulls me over, and he says, you know you were doing 75 miles an hour? I said, no, it might have took you 75 miles an hour to catch up to me, but I wasn't doing 75 miles an hour, I'll tell you that right now. He said, well, you split the lanes. I said, yeah, the light turned red, so I pulled up to the front, like the same thing you guys do. I said, and what did I do wrong? He said, I told you were going 75 miles an hour. I said, I beg to differ. I was not. So the next thing I know is license, registration, proof of insurance. I already typed out my IA complaint. I already typed out my public service request on policy. And I'm going to turn them in tomorrow on the way home.
Did they have you on radar, or are they just saying they trailed you or whatever?
Well, he said he paced me, but
paced you,
it took him four lights to catch up to me. So you know he was fine.
Yeah, he couldn't have paced you, fucking fuckers.
Oh. But, and like I said, in my town, and then he told me, he said, oh, I thought you were somebody else. I said, well, who would that be? And he said, I'm not going to say the guy's name, but I said, yeah, I know him. He said, well, yeah, I know he doesn't have a license. And I said, well, I beg to differ, because I just talked to him yesterday, and his license is good. Bust balls. And wanted me, basically, what he wanted me to do was give him information, and I ain't giving him shit.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what they do. They want to press you, and you don't give them nothing.
No, I said, well, I like one of your business cards, and he goes, well, my name and everything's on there. I don't have any cards. And then he goes, oh wait, I'll write it on a piece of paper. So I got the little slip here from the police department with his name and stuff on it.
Good.
And then I asked him, I said, when you get in this morning and you see our mail, I said, just ask him who I am. He'll tell you. And he goes, well, who are you? I said, I just told you. Ask our mail and he'll tell you.
Well,
he's going to tell him. I know he'll tell him what's coming.
Yeah, no shit. You need to just roll thunder on their fucking ass in there.
Saturday, oh, I'm going to.
I'm heading out at 6 in the morning, head up to Tacoma or Seattle, Washington area.
Uh-huh.
I gotta go teach a seminar up there. on street fighting tactics, and then turn around and heading back south to Portland because I was invited to the Brother Speed's birthday party.
Oh, okay.
So I thought I'd go and say hi to some of those guys. So that's going to be my excitement. So I'm sure I'm going to be speeding both ways.
Yeah. No, and you know, I've been going that way for 17 years.
Have you?
Yeah. And everybody pretty much knows me, and, you know, this guy, I'd never seen this guy before, so he must be somebody new.
Well, I know OSP, Oregon State Police, appear, man, they've gotten a bunch of new recruits that they are just so by the book, it's just stupid. Like, I mean, just they're just ignorant young fuckers. Just irritates
yeah.
me. I mean, there's
Hello,
so many words that can be used for it.
Yeah. Hey, Philip, how are you?
I'm good. Mike, this is Betsy. Betsy's calling in from Boston.
Hey,
nice
Mike, how are you?
Good.
I'm a little wiped out. I just got back from a 3,150-mile ride out to Kansas City, Missouri, to Gail's Harley-Davidson for a Veterans Tribute Rally. And I rode with Lee, Hurricane Lee.
Oh.
And... Yeah, lots of fun. Let me tell you something. Every time, I could not believe the Doppler. I mean, everywhere around us was just bright red no matter where we went. We just couldn't ride out of our front. We hit such horrendous hail. It was like Mother Nature had a Gatling gun and just kept pelting us. And flash floods, I mean, 3.5 days straight. At one point in time, because we had lost so much time from having to pull over from not being able to see between just the hail so bad and the torrential downpour or the floods, and we're underneath an overpass standing in 3 inches of water.
Oh, geez.
It was, oh, yeah. And I had to go out and buy new boots because... Everything was soft and wet. We get into the hotel at night. We were using the heater and the hair dryer to flash dry our clothes. It's one of those memorable trips, for sure. A thrill a minute, but it really tested my skills. So I guess it's a testament to my ability to ride that I managed to stay upright, get there, and get home safe. And it was awesome.
Like, sounds like you have a good story to tell.
Oh, I got a ton of them. Thank God my friend Dave and I, all we did was laugh all the way out and all the way back. And the key phrase for the whole week was, we're screwed. And then it got changed to, we're so screwed. But you just have to laugh at stuff like that, you know what I mean? But it was fabulous, and I have to say, Gail's Harley-Davidson really knows how to put on an event. What a great day. And if you get a chance, go to feelthepower.com and check it out, the parade and the event. Oh, it was just awesome, and we're posting all the pictures up on Facebook. It was for the Diamond Posse. So if you get a chance, go check it out. I don't know. I don't have the final figures, but I think we raised over $10,000.
Nice.
Yeah, it was nice. We're trying to get a disabled combat veteran a service dog.
Oh,
that's
good.
What it was all about. But, boy, what a trip. I'm telling you. I almost called in Tuesday night from the road, but we were just so sopping wet, we didn't get off the road till about like 9 o'clock, and we were wiped, you know. And to get up and just go steady for like a week straight, you know, get on the road and go without like resting in between, it takes a lot out of you. And then on the way home, we wanted to get home as soon as possible, so the last day we did 705 miles. That's a long train, huh? Day in the saddle.
You did the bullet train, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and the dealership goes to mount my GPS. They mounted it upside down, so I couldn't use it.
Oh, jeez.
And the roads out in the Midwest.
You're telling me they didn't have the bracket?
Yeah, the bracket. They mounted it upside down. So when I put the GPS on, it's like going down to the ground. I said, I can't see this. I'll kill myself trying to look up at it, you know?
Uh-huh.
But anyway, we managed to get there. The thing is, what I notice about the Midwest and, like, the Harley Atlas is route numbers that are in the Harley Atlas are not necessarily the route numbers that are on the routes on the road.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, at one point when we were, like, 10 miles from our hotel, the Atlas said we had to go south on Route 50, but we couldn't find Route 50, but we ended up on 35. Well, 35 and 50 are the same route. But who knew, because it wasn't marked anywhere. We ran into a lot of that. Had I had the GPS, I would have been able to tell, but didn't have it, so kind of did it old school. But so that was my trip in a nutshell.
Well, sounds like you had a good time.
Oh, yeah, I had a hell of a time. I think I'd like to rest a little before I get on the bike and do it again, though.
That road, last year to Sturgis, did that in
1,600
miles or something. 1,600 miles from here, I did that in 2 days, 800
wow.
some miles a day. And then
wow.
I stayed there for 2 days and turned around and rode back in 2 days.
Wow. Yeah, I went out to Sturgis last year, too, and it was 2,000 miles for me and did it 4 days, you know. I mean, just kind of figured on doing 500 miles a day.
Yeah.
But 800 miles a day, my hat's off to you. That's some iron butt riding.
Oh, yeah, like why? Yeah, I rode to, let's see, from here to Arizona. Let's see, I went...
Where are you, Mike?
I'm in the Oregon coast here by between Astoria and Seaside.
Oh, okay.
I'm right on the ocean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, so...
Mike?
Yeah?
Mike, to talk to you about that fucking clown soldier boy with what
yeah.
he talked about. Betsy's been on the road. She probably has been out of touch with this, so give her a little background on that, and then we'll let Betsy comment on that.
Yeah.
Because I know this is going to frog
yeah,
her when
what's
she
going
hears
on?
This fucking punk
Listen.
Soldier boy, who's some young punk rapper, basically has a song out that includes the phrase, fuck the army troops. He continues on saying how hard and real he is and how how weak and fake the vets are.
What?
He says all this shit in his song, this soldier boy fucking punk. This guy needs to fucking be railroaded. I just thought I'd throw it out there.
He needs to be tarred and feathered.
Yeah, I thought I'd throw it out there for Phil. I wanted to get his opinion on it, but I tell you what, this guy is such a...
I tell you what I would do is tie that prick to a fucking chair and use a ball-peen hammer.
Yeah, that's where the hammer comes in. I like
I'd
that.
Like to light
I'm
his
all,
nuts on fire.
I'm all about the one punch, too. I like throwing that around it once in a while. This kid, this is how ignorant...
Where the hell does he come off with this shit?
...today are. If it wasn't for our military of the past, he wouldn't have the freedom to even sing that gay-ass
Exactly. And let me tell you know... When we were out in Kansas City, it was a veterans tribute rally, and there were veterans from all over. And we gals were up on stage telling them what we were doing and that none of us served in the military, but, you know, we were there to honor and serve the veterans who served us because, you know, without them serving, we wouldn't have been able to get on our bikes and go anywhere. We wouldn't be able to do anything. We wouldn't have any of the freedoms that we have. Do you know that two soldiers came up that had just come back from Afghanistan ripped off patches from their uniforms and handed them to us girls up on the stage. I just sewed mine on my vest.
Hey,
where does this guy come off? He's worse than the Westboro Church.
Well, somebody needs to just, this kid, I can't believe people buy this shit. That's what,
send
that's
me,
the whole thing.
Sounds
that's
like
why
one
he,
of those
that's
alien
why he's,
assholes.
That's
send
why
me.
He's fucking making it. It's
yeah,
because
well,
people support this shit, and they have no business to. My dad was a Vietnam vet, and I have two of my instructors were
my husband's a Vietnam vet, 100% disabled.
Yeah, well,
PSD,
and that's a
big time.
Yeah, that's my dad. He served two tours there, and he got two Purple Hearts, a Bronze Star with Valor, and a bunch of other stuff. I mean, I'm lucky to be here because he had two open heart surgeries because of that.
Oh my God! Wow.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's what I mean. I support the military all the time. You know, with things. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have the freedoms we do today.
Absolutely.
And it pisses me off. You know, all these freedoms that our vets of the past have gained for us, our government turns around and takes away.
Yeah, no, that was the next thing I was going to say. You know, if the government doesn't change, we're not going to have any goddamn freedoms, no matter
who. Well,
no,
we're going to have another civil war is what we're going to have.
Yeah, well, we should have it.
I know we got our own, we got a good army that we'll have on our side, so I'm not worried.
Here's one for you. You're going to get a kick out of this. All right, talk about being bizarre. I forget who it was that said it, but they said the Tea Party was terrorists. Tea Party members were terrorists. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the thinking of this administration is so screwed up. I can't even get into that. But
Well, I just wanted to throw that out there and make sure you heard about this punk kid out there so you can spread the word too.
I want you to get me a link, Phil, because I'll put it in my veterans newsletter that goes out every weekend and let folks know this idiot's out there and see if we can't do something to quell his evilness.
Or at least get somebody to pay him a visit on his doorstep. Hey, Phil, I don't know what. Hey, Betsy, what's your? You're on Facebook. What's your name? I don't know if I have you as one of my buddies on there.
You probably don't. Phil will tell you. Betsy Lister. Now I'll probably get a gazillion things from 100 people, right?
Yeah, I got a few friends. How do you spell your last name?
Yeah, like the famous Dr. Joseph Lister.
E. Lister? Is it Betsy?
Betsy. Yep, that be me.
Betsy.
You found me. You found me. You found me. I got two accounts. Because somebody wrote me on my business email and somebody wrote me on my personal email, and I didn't know that you could have one account with two email addresses, so I signed up twice.
That's right. Well, I'll click you as a buddy here.
Awesome. We'll get hooked up. Yeah, then you can send me the link to that, and I'll put it up. I do a veterans newsletter every weekend, and I'll include it.
Yeah, I just asked you to be a buddy, so if you see some bald, ugly fucker throwing the one punch, that's me.
Betsy's also a bold member on the East Coast.
Yep.
Oh, good.
In fact, I saw Tony this weekend, of course, you know, with Vicky. We had a mini bolt meeting. It was cool. It was just one hell of a trip. I'm going to do a write-up about it if I ever catch up, but I'm so far behind now. But
well, when you accept me, I'll forward this this paragraph that I got from one of the sisters that sent it to me, and then it'll kind of talk about who this kid is, and then you can kind of do the research, I guess, on it on your own there from there.
Okay.
Hey, have you seen a picture of that little punk? He looks like a pussy.
Yeah.
Probably is. Those are usually the ones that are like that.
He can't weigh more than 125 pounds, if even that. And it's like, and he just talks all this smack. Are you kidding me? It's like, I just can't believe somebody hasn't taken his ass out, you know, saying shit like that. Because you think of how many families and friends have somebody in the military.
Exactly.
You know? Absolutely.
Yeah, it just amazes me.
Most of his bodyguards are ex-military, I heard.
Oh, jeez. And then they allow that shit. That's just...
Well, you know, at that point, it's they're not doing it for love. They're doing it for money.
Yeah. So, Phil, how's old Mike P doing on his CD?
He's doing pretty good. He they canceled... they had to cancel one of his shows, but he's doing pretty good. And then Rusty and the boys are playing the Whiskey on November 10th.
I wish those guys would play up here. I messed them, asked them when the hell they can play up in Oregon so I can just, you know, it's a little quicker. You go down and see those guys. But I, you know.
Have you talked to RJ?
Yeah, that's who I emailed. It was RJ.
Okay.
And asked them, but they haven't really given me an exact. I know they're trying to do a tour.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd like to, man, I'd totally go and, you know, love to go see them where I could just ride, you know, even if it was 4 or 5 hours, I'd ride to it.
Yeah. Let me get some right here. I got this the other day. Rusty's wife, Kayle, sent this to me.
Okay.
Let me see if I can locate this. But what the hell is his name? Evan, let me pull it up. But I'd like to give a shout out to little Frida. She's listening from Mexico City.
Oh, okay. Is he on right now?
No, it's a little girl. Her
oh,
name
okay.
is Frida.
Okay. Frida, okay.
Right here. This is a band called Down, made up. This is a band called Down, made up of some guys from Pantera and Biohazard. The lead singer, Evan Seinfeld. This is after one of their shows up in Hollywood. They played the Whiskey that night, but this is the comment he had about Attica 7.
You know, I've been around the fucking world with this motherfucker since like early 90s.
I've seen that lead.
So awesome, how
great is
fucking
Down?
And I love Pepper, I fucking always love TLC and fucking Crowbar. And fucking I Hate God. And I love fucking metal. And I love you, bro. I got a brand new fucking band, a metal band, from right here in Morris County. We're called Attica 7. And we're playing at the fucking Whiskey November 10th.
Fuck yeah. I seen that link.
Huh?
I seen that link. I think you had it on your wall.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I watched it. That was fucking cool as hell. Hey, did you watch that video where I had that in the background of one of the workout videos?
Yeah, have you gotten any of the? Did you get a CD from Rusty?
He just gave me all the songs on an email, so like an MP3 or whatever they are. I emailed RJ, and if they have an actual CD out, man, I'd love to get that and I have the boys sign it and I pay for it. I didn't know if he had an actual the CD out. I know they had all the songs.
Yeah, I have that. And
you got the CD.
Yes, I have the CD. And what I'll do is I'll see them probably next week Saturday.
Yeah.
And I'll talk to him and see if they got one. Rusty usually has some stuff stuck in the locker over there at the shop. I'll see if you can get me one, or I'll send me your address and stuff, and I'll make sure that you get one.
Ah, bro, I'll owe you. I'll get you a beanie or something down there too for you.
No worries.
That'll be awesome. I'd love that.
Send it to my email. You know what that is, right?
Yep.
Yeah, send it to my email.
Let me see what email I got for you.
It's the Strokers 383.
Stroker.
383 okay. at gmail.com.
383
at gmail. I just got a message right there. Right then, let's see.
I'm going to send you something, make sure it goes through, and then just...
Okay.
So that way I have it on file.
Okay, we've got Angel calling in listening from London. She said we got her out of bed. It's bloody 2:34 a.m.
Good.
Wow.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
There's no sleeping.
No. No, I'll get enough of that when I die.
Yeah, exactly. When you're 6 foot under, we can get all the sleep you want. I get about a couple hours a night, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, if I'm lucky. I get up here 5:30 in the morning. I'm lucky if I get to bed by 1 or 2.
Hey, we got another caller. Calling from 323. Hello?
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 Hi, this is Melissa. I was calling in to do a shout-out about a nonprofit that I'm involved with. It's for the Riverside County, and they do a number of things, but mostly they give their Christmas program provides foster children, families, and elderly people with Christmas that couldn't have them. And I'm just looking to shout them out because our numbers are going up 20 to 30%, and this year we're expected to help out 22 to 30,000 people. That's just a few more thousand than last year. So I'm just looking for anybody in the area that would like to get involved. We do all the wish lists. It's Temecula Valley People Helping People, and you can go to their website and see all the services they offer. They also do, like, when there's funerals for soldiers and cops and firemen, they help the families get through those, and they do the transportation and all that. So I just want to shout them out and see if anybody wants to hit up their page and help out for Christmas. I know it's a little bit early for that, but it's tvphp.com. .org, I'm sorry.
Okay, and if you send me those links in a flyer, I'll post it to the blog for you since we just went over 37,000 hits a day.
Oh, perfect. I'm in the car right now, but I will get that to you because I know you get a lot of traffic on your site. So I just wanted to do that, and I wanted to thank you for everything you guys do.
Nice.
Still there?
Anybody have any questions for her?
No, she was pretty self-explanatory. Sounds good. Sounds like you're doing a good thing for those kids.
Yeah, it's a big project. They've been doing it for 20 years. They've been doing it, and they work with all the agencies in Riverside County. So I'm just trying to get the word out. I know you guys are everywhere, but you don't have to be in Riverside County to help. Just know that the money stays in Riverside County.
Well, Melissa, we have Betsy on from Boston. Mike's calling from the coast in Oregon. We got Angelus listening in London. We've got Lulu and Frida listening in Mexico City. We've got a couple people in from Australia that they just haven't got on the phone yet. And then I got another call. Well, I got like 10 people waiting. So
fantastic. Well, I appreciate that, and I'll let you get to them. I just wanted to shout out, and I'll probably hit you up again in a couple of weeks if that's good with you guys.
Oh, perfect! But make sure you send me the flyer, please.
I definitely will, sir. I will get on that. Like I said, I'm in the car right now, but as soon as I get out, I will send you the flyer.
Okay, and don't worry if you get a phone ticket while you're driving. They didn't raise the fine. They didn't double it. It's going to be $160.
Oh, fantastic!
Oh,
if I you will split that cost.
All right.
All right, Dad. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Hey, Phil, I got to actually teach a class. Much love and respect to you, brother.
You too, man. I'll take care of that for you.
Yeah, I emailed you. It looks like to me it went through, so.
Okay, I'll make that call in the morning.
Is Betsy still on here?
Yeah, I'm still here, honey.
You have a good evening, sister.
Thank you very much, brother. Greatly appreciate it. I will get on there and friend you, and we'll get hooked up.
Okay.
Philip can tell you, send me anything that you have that deals with either riding events or veteran stuff, because
sure.
I do... two newsletters that
I
include the information.
Absolutely. I teach seminars like all over the United States. I do different things. So
You ever come up to the Boston area, you give a shout and let me know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I do what I love to do and I'll show you some of that stuff. When you accept me, you can kind of see on my Facebook what I kind of do and
okay.
whatnot. You guys, Phil, always a pleasure, brother. I'll talk to you later.
Soon.
All right, be safe.
All right, bye.
We've got 760.
Yeah,
you got a lot of noise in the background. Can you turn down the sound, please?
Sorry. Yeah, let me turn this down real quick. Hey, this is Sergeant Monarchy out of Camp Pendleton. Susan Deegan and Bill told me to give y'all a call. We're trying to get out the word about a poker run that's going to be
right.
for the 7th ESB Ball Fund.
You know, not to interrupt you, but just to let you know that Betsy does a newsletter, and it's for... basically all services, but it caters more to the Marines. So
yeah.
You guys send me, Susan said you guys are going to send me the flyer and the links, and I'll send them to Betsy because she also does a newsletter. I get 37,000 hits a day starting last Friday through this week. So I'll post that for you too. But I don't mean to take
okay.
away from what you're talking about. So give us a little background on what you're talking about and what this is for.
This is for 7th Engineer Support Battalion out of Camp Pendleton. Our unit's currently deployed in Afghanistan, and the Marine Corps Ball is coming up. Now, as far as, like, fundraising...
November, right?
Yes.
Right around
yes.
the
November.
Birthday.
Yes,
236, is it this year?
I believe so. That's 36 or 37.
I think it's
36. Yeah. But I just thought of this because... I've done some poker runs in the past, and I have a fat boy, and I've been riding since I was probably like 10 years old, and I'll be 28 in October, and I love riding motorcycles, so I brought it up to my command and said, hey, we should do a poker run to raise money for a ball because there's nobody here, or units deployed. So we ran with it. Big said they're going to sponsor it off the 78.
I had a hand in that for you.
Yeah, I heard. I appreciate that. But
no worries.
Susan's been a real big help too, and my staff sergeant Crawford, she's the company gunny of my engineer support company, and she's heading up with Jesse out at Biggs to get this all taken care of. So it's supposed to be October 7th. It's Friday, and
right.
we're doing that because we'll get the Marines like basically a day off to have fun on that Friday and enjoy their weekend, not to mention get the training that's involved with riding motorcycles. So
that's correct.
They'll get credit for their monthly ride.
Yeah, because what happened was Susan talked to me and Bill, and she wasn't sure which way to go. And at first they were going to come out of bills. And
Yeah.
We did a few things here and there, and I told Susan who to talk to and where to go, and it all worked out pretty good, so you guys are pretty well set right now.
Yeah, hopefully everything goes smooth. You know, just I hope enough people show up, because, I mean, we really hope this works out, and we can use the support.
Well, what I need you guys to do then is, what time you get off work tomorrow?
Probably 16:30 or 4:30.
Yeah, no, I'm a retired Marine myself.
Yeah.
But if you can meet me at Bill's right after that, and bring me the flyers.
Okay.
Yeah, get me one, would you please, Phil?
Of course, you're going to be in the loop. You don't have
Thanks,
to.
Thanks, Alan.
Okay, I'll do that. About 1700 at Bill's. Bill, did you get that?
The flyers.
Yeah, be at Kennedy's at about 1700.
Right.
Okay, I can do that.
All right, I'll see you there then.
All right, appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
All right, bye.
Hello.
Hey, Phil. Hello?
Hello. Hello there.
Is that you, Fran?
Yeah, I've been here a while.
How you doing?
Hi, honey. How are you?
Oh, life is hectic. But went up to Sacramento, as you know, and There's definitely going to be some things that are going to be coming out. And, of course, I said a few of my pieces, and I'm sure they weren't happy, but that's okay. They are trying to come out with a new road sign at the construction site for bikers. And what the new sign is going to be is uneven surface. In other words, whatever side you're on, you better stay on, because you're probably not going to be able to jump it. Unless you are a rodeo jockey and you just jump it anyway, just because you can. There's also a study going to be done for 1 year only. They got money for it. They will be the officers now at the scene of an accident. Instead of checking helmet or no helmet, we'll be actually documenting what type of helmet the person was wearing at the time of the accident. Of course, NHTSA was there, and our military man here, who was struck by a drunk, knocked his neck completely off. The only thing that was holding his head on was his chin. And, of course, he survived. He's actually home, which, God bless this man. Three tours in Iraq, and he's home from an accident that most people wouldn't have been able to survive half of.
Right.
Nikki was not real happy when I said that, but that's okay. The other thing is that some of the police force are... have purchased purchased sound instruments. and they are being trained on how to use them.
Uh-huh.
Now, the clarification is they're being trained to use them but not pull over motorcyclists to test their loud pipes.
Uh-huh.
However, what they will be doing is, with the loud pipes, if it is a constant complaint in a neighborhood, they will, the officers who've been trained to use these devices will go in those neighborhoods and wait for the person to go by and then pull them over.
No, they can't do that.
That's what they're going to be doing, honey.
They can't do it that way. You can't get an accurate reading.
That's not what they're going to pull them over for.
What are they
going
to pull them over
for? Excessive noise, not the decibel level.
No.
Oh, that general thing. Yeah, but you know what? That can be contested because what is excessive noise? You know, the definition. I bet that's something that could probably be beat in court.
Well, but the thing is, you've got to know what's out there and what's coming down the pike.
Right.
Okay? That's what's coming down the pike.
What's the allowable decibel level out there?
They changed it to certain bikes, was it 97 decibels at a 45 at 20 inches away. 24 inches.
Okay, so what someone should do if they get stopped is they go in and they say, or get somebody to test their pipes at that speed, you know what I mean, and say, well, my bike meets this level, how can it be excessive noise? Do you know what I mean? See, out here, what we did is we got hit with all that shit. So what the MMA did was they set up a couple of clinics where they invited the local police, and the police came with a decibel meter, and they tested the bikes. It was all voluntary. There was no harm, no foul if you flunked, just an informational sort of thing. So, for instance, like I went and got my pipes tested. They were 0.2 under the allowable level, and they gave me a certificate. So if I ever get stopped for excessive noise, I just, you know, go to court and I say, well, I don't know why it's accessible, excessive because it's within the allowable limit. So I don't know if maybe the ABATES out there want to think about trying to do something like that to countermand what they are doing. You know, you got to try and beat them at their own game.
Well, the one that makes me nervous was there was a, I really can't use the word gentleman. Individual.
Okay, so he's not a gentleman.
He's above the law. That's why.
Okay.
It was so funny because he tried to make friends with me before we went into the meeting. I guess he thought that I might have been a friendly. I don't know. He is the head of the police department up by L.A., and the son of a gun was real proud of the fact that they are videoing bikers coming through this one pass. And then at the end of that, actually having an officer there giving them tickets for speeding.
Entrapment.
He's
called selective enforcement.
Yeah, exactly. And entrapment.
Because he said to have used 6 or 8 bikes and 2 cars that day. You cannot call it entrapment. Okay?
Oh.
But he was also really proud at the fact that he gave out 2 beanie helmets. And after the meeting was over, I go over to this Chris Meehan or something like that. I'll have to look up his name. And he was so kind. I said, would you like to have the letter from the Highway Patrol? He says, I know what the law is. I issued tickets by the law. Now, it's like, oh, wow. Are you sure you don't want this bulletin? And what the person didn't realize is sitting in front of them is the person and the executor that sends out those bulletins. Now, hopefully, after hearing them and hearing him blatantly say he doesn't care what college bowl sends out as a bulletin, that he knows what the law is, and he will continue to hand out those tickets.
Yeah, but don't those guys usually end up getting, because they aren't obeying what the, you know, what comes from the top brass, end up behind a desk somewhere for being idiots?
You still have to go to court, and you still have to fight it.
Yeah, but can't you go to his commanding officer and say, hey, what's up with this? He's directly...
commanding officer in that department, in that section of town.
Well, then you go up over that person's head.
Well,
and where the hell did the directive come not to stop people for beanie helmets? Whoever issued that directive, go to them.
That person happened to be sitting in front of him when he was very strongly...
This sounds like a stacked deck to me.
Well,
yeah, no,
but I'm saying there's ways to deal with it, you know?
What I'm hoping is that Shamil Coleman is trying diplomatically to educate this person that there are things that one, procedures that one follows. And
he's not following them.
Correct, at the moment. But after this meeting, he might, because like I said, the person who was sitting in front of him was one of the individuals that would have been in charge of making sure those bulletins went out. So maybe he will get educated. But that's out there. I like to call them the vigilante individuals that think they're above the law. So there's a few things coming down. There will also be a definition for California of lane sharing. It will not be called anymore lane splitting, lane whitelining, lane sharing, and there will be an actual definition as to what that is. It's in the works. As soon as it is completed and written up and all that good stuff, it will be sent out to DMV and to locals and adi, 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 and to us. So that's where we stand on that at the moment.
All right.
Other
so I want a copy of all of that when it comes out, please.
That was a hot ride up there, people.
Yeah,
and,
it sounds like it.
Oh, honey. I was putting every gas stop, watering my helmet. I was watering myself down. And I was still overheating.
Wow.
That was like me. Yeah, it was one hot ride up there. And then I had to ride my backup bike because the diaphragm in my other bike, it's funny to call it diaphragm, in the other bike died, and I couldn't get the part. I had to have it mailed. So, riding it up.
I would have swapped places with you. You could have ridden in a hurricane and hail. And flash blood.
I
take the heat any day over what we rode through.
When I came down from Sturgis, I had sleet, hail, rain, thunder.
Oh, yeah, this is that 26-mile road coming down to Rapid City, coming down from Mount Rushmore that's notorious for hailstorms.
In 24 hours, every weather condition that there is,
you experience.
Them all.
Yeah, been there, done that too.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Yeah, it's like, whoa, all right. And I mean,
just another
work.
Little speed bump. That's all it is, or a hiccup.
It would never discourage me from doing it again, though. What did surprise me is, this is when I was going over the Colorado Mountain, is that there was a motorcyclist, and like I said, this was when the storm was really starting to pick up speed. And, okay, I'm not going to lie to you, the road was slick, okay, and the drivers were idiots, which is normal.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy decided to stop and stay in the tunnel. Now, I'm trying to think, okay, so now, even if you don't know anything about snow, getting into dark time, which means now it's going to start freezing. Everybody, I believe, knows that rule.
Right.
And so are you kind of like waiting, hoping that it's going to change? Or are you waiting for someone in a tow truck to come get you? I was just, I had to really laugh and just try to figure out.
What was he thinking?
What? Yeah, exactly. I was like, what were you thinking? Now, I will tell you, when I got to Utah, it was late. I was wet. I was miserable. I pulled in, and I was hoping to make another 50 miles. Didn't. Pulled into the hotel. The hotel was actually full. And, of course, you know that hotels have a cutoff time of 7 o'clock that, unless it's an already paid-for room, after 7 o'clock, the room goes up for whoever comes in next. And this, thank God for this woman. This woman took one look at me, and I left everything on the bike. I didn't care. If you want to go steal all that stuff, go ahead. But at that point, I just...
You needed to be off the road in someplace dry.
Yep. And so this poor woman, and she's looking at the time. It was, you know, like 7:30, almost 8 o'clock. And she says, well, I've only got one room, and the person hasn't put money on it. And because they hadn't put money, technically she can actually rent it to me. She looked at me, and she thought about it. She knew that the guy was probably coming. In either case, she could have rented it anyway. She gave it to me. Well,
nice.
And come back down for something. Here is the person that's supposed to have the room arguing with her because that's my room. How could you give away my room? And it was like, but you didn't guarantee it.
Well, he didn't call, or if he had reserved it with a credit card, it would have been his room.
That's correct. So he didn't have a room that night. I did.
Oh, good for you.
I will put my leather, because I have a leather mask that I have for over my face for bad weather. And you know that my, I didn't have caps. All of my gear, my jacket and everything, even hanging it over the air conditioning to dry it out, everything was still wet in the morning.
Yep. My boots were so wet on this trip, I had to go out and buy a new pair. And I bought a new pair of gaiters, too. Same reason. I was trying to flash fly dry them with a hair dryer.
Oh, that didn't work either. I didn't like the gaiters. Gaiters just weren't, because when I went to Alaska, I mean, I was going through some pretty wet moments. And the two water repellent items that I had brought with me on the trip were water resistant, but did not repel the water except for on the inside. But I call it duckware. And what I did is I went to True Value, and they have that yellow reindeer, like $20. And you know what? That's what I wore going up to Alaska. I wore it coming back home through the rain and everything else. It was like, it got me wrong. So, Yeah, that was good, though. I mean, getting on the bike and all those good things. So what's happening out there?
She's typing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm multitasking. I'm trying to get my bike a bit started here.
Okay, that's cool. For anyone that's out there, Darian Carroll Sandberg, there's going to be a memorial ride November 6th from 1 to 6 p.m. And I'll drop some flyers off at Bill's the first chance I get.
Bill might not be there for a couple of days. He had to deal with some kidney stones.
Ouch. All right.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna take me a little bit to get up there anyway. I still haven't done my taxes. I'm working on that tonight. But this is what the situation is. This couple were killed in their house 2 years ago now, and they're looking for any lead, anything that would help solve this case.
Okay.
Now, there is, I think, a $50,000 reward that any information that leads to the arrest of the people that killed this couple, and this is a biker couple, obviously. But we are having, they're starting at Mount Soledad, and then they're going to be ending at the American Legion's post 460. So they're going to be gathering before 1 o'clock at Mount Soledad, and then proceeding to the American Legion 460. And
okay.
The 100 people. I think it is. There's a free lunch for the first 100. So hopefully I get to see a whole bunch of people there. Hopefully we can stir up enough information that we can actually find the killer of this couple. I do believe that the Harley was stolen, or one or two of the Harleys were stolen out of the garage. I'll have to double check that. The knives that were missing have been found. I think it was only one Harley, because one Harley was being repaired or something over somebody else's house. But I'll get more of the particulars on that, and I'll update you on that. But any information that we can have on the Barry and Carol Sandberg would be greatly, greatly, greatly appreciated.
Yeah, I posted that for you.
You did. Sweet. I'll give you all the scan and send it over to you.
Okay. I guess Red will be back next month. So he said he was going to be there.
Oh, he is going to be there.
Yeah.
I didn't know how long he was going to be out of the country.
I didn't know either until he said he was going to be there. He didn't say what day he was coming back. He just said he was going to be there. And then while I got you guys on the phone, I just wanna let everybody know that it was 4 years ago today that Richard Quigley died of lymphoma.
Right.
At his home in Aptos, California.
God love Quig. I got his patch I wear proudly on my vest.
You know what? You know what the most impressive day was for me? Did you ever see the picture of Quig arguing with the officer?
Yeah.
That's my photo. That was my photo. And that photo ended up in Easy Rider.
Nice.
And what Easy Rider, because that's a paid thing, Red asked me, well, you know, do you want to get paid for it? And I says, well, how much is it going to be? He says, I think it was like $200. And I says, well, the $200 needs to go into the fund.
Yeah.
So the picture of Quig made money and went to the fund. So it was like, it was a win-win for everybody that day.
Cool.
Well, the other thing is, and it was not the last year Quigg was there, it was the year before, they still have on YouTube where I'm interpreting the 4th of July run. So that's kind of like, yeah, okay, we can do this. There's also another run that I'd like to mention. I'm just trying to find it real quick, and it's dealing with a ride for kids.
That's on October 16th, correct?
Yeah, that's it, Sunday, October 16th. I'm the parking attendant.
Uh-huh.
And I always have so much fun parking the motorcycles. Everybody, you're laughing because you know why. And everybody behaves so well. I don't know why, but they behave so well. And so all is good. They come in and they park. Hopefully I'm going to see a lot of trikes and sidecars. Because as you know, the children, if they're healthy enough and can do it, they will be there at that one. We are the largest of participants of the receiving, where the money goes anyway. We are the largest of participants of the children. And if there's nothing for sale, this is strictly the children's day. And to watch them and the parents is absolutely amazing. With the parents, and of course these parents are all new to hikers, as you know.
Uh-huh.
And the one comment that you'll hear frequently from someone who's new, that's a parent, is, you people don't even know us, and you're doing this big spread for us. And they're just so overwhelmed at
what we're capable of giving and doing.
Well, it's both. Because the other part is we do take the children in the sidecar. And the reason for the price is also because the parents and the other siblings, well, they want to go too. I don't blame them, I would. So it's a really, really super event. So hopefully I'm going to see some people out there. And, of course, all bikes are welcome. Anything that I go to, it better be all bikes are welcome, because I ride a Honda, and if they decide they want to say I can't come in, I would like to see that day. Because I'll run that son of a gun right over and say why. No, I'll be good, I promise. Okay, so
yeah.
What else is going on? What else did I miss?
Nothing really. Just bringing things up to speed. Betsy just got back from a 3,100 and something mile trip.
Yeah, I wanted to go on that. I really did. I needed that break and I didn't get it. I will tell you, when my bike broke down on the freeway.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I had two breakdowns, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You know why it's okay? And I'll tell you. We're smelling the earth from the top down, not from the bottom up. So it's a good day. The officer ended up having to do a traffic break for me, and I ended up having to push the bike across 6 or 8 lanes and then roofing it another half mile to get off the freeway. But I'll tell you, the officer was a complete gentleman. He truly, truly was.
Well, and he should have let you drive the car, and he should have pushed the bike.
Oh, honey, I wouldn't trust that. No. I mean, he was a gentleman. He blocked traffic for me. I made it. I did it. No, if he got hurt, no, I couldn't do that.
Right.
It wouldn't be fair if he got hurt. Pushing my bike? No.
Uh-huh.
That's wrong. But I am going to bring that special print that you have of mine.
Uh-huh.
That, I'm going to bring over to the Highway Patrol. And,
okay.
I'm not going to bring them donuts. I think I'll bring them something a little healthier, like fruit, maybe. And say, here. Although they'll probably appreciate the donuts better. But, you know.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? The officer was very, very nice. He was very, very sweet. So, trying to think what else has been going on. A lot of police action.
Yeah, I know. I met one this morning.
Oh, what did you do now?
Or do no, that's what he said I did. I didn't do anything.
Okay. That works. Okay. So, I had one of those also.
Yeah.
But I was lucky. I was lucky, and I know I was lucky.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. But, yeah, one of those.
All right, well, you know, Tuesday you can call in and give me some updates on that other stuff.
I'm back. I just happened to be off tonight. I'm
okay.
Back on my working schedule again.
Okay.
So it's kind of hit or, that's why it's like hitting everything all at once here.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think what else there is.
Hang on. We got a call from, hello, Eva Lee. Are you there?
Hey, how's it, boy?
How you doing, man?
I'm okay.
Where you
How
at now?
You?
I'm good. Where you at, in Jamaica or London?
No, I'm in London now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Angel's on. Angel's in the chat room from London, too.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay.
And then I guess Pete was listening and had to hang up, so he'll probably call back. But what did you think about what they were talking about the helmets and stuff with this cop?
Sorry, what happened there? I didn't quite catch it. I only just caught in, you know?
Well, we got a guy that says he's gonna do checkpoints with, well, not checkpoints, but they're going to ride by with a meter and then pull you over for that, for excessive noise. And then some crap they're fucking trying to pull about helmets now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks.
Yeah, everything
is
like,
you know?
Hey, what happens here is going to happen on the East Coast. What happens on the East Coast is going to happen here.
That's why we got to all watch each other's back.
Well, that's teamwork, honey.
That's it.
That's networking. That's what it's all about. Hey, Philip. I'm going to sign off because it's been a long trip. I got to play catch up. Tomorrow's going to be my first day back to work. So, and I got to get my biker bits out. But I want to thank you for the opportunity, and I want to thank you for supporting the efforts of the Diamond Posse and putting it out there and letting people know what we gals were doing. And the good news is, just before I leave, that Diamond Posse is going to open itself up to all women, and there'll be more coming out about that later. So that'll be great news. So it won't be just a by invitation only deal. It'll be for all women who want to help veterans. So that's exciting news, and I'll keep you in the loop of the updates, and you do the same. A pleasure talking to you all, and I'm going to bed because it is 10:30 here, and I get up at 4 a.m., and that's a long day. So thanks again, and good night, all. Y'all be safe.
Good night, sweet.
Good night, honey. Bye.
So, Evil E, I got a question here. They want to know where
yeah.
you're at in London.
Where am I at in London?
Yeah.
Well, I'm in Brixton right about now.
Okay, so, and Angel, you know where Brixton is? Because I'm just typing in here that and you had to pay $100 to get your bike out of the pound, and they smiled when it, right? What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a real quick song, and then I'll be right back. So can you guys hold on 1 second? I got to take care of something.
Sure. All
right. She says, yes, she knows where Brixton is.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to play a song, and I'll be right back.
Let's go.
Yeah, I got one more thing I got to do. So this one goes out to all my friends in blue. My friend's Mike P.
Ah.
He's out of San Fernando Valley.
That's
another. So how's the old man doing?
He's doing okay.
Yeah.
You know, life is good. You're still above ground.
That's
true.
You can
still point your fingers and your toes, even if you can't touch them.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
So what else is going on?
He can only count up to 9. I forgot.
Oh, man. So, how's he doing with that? Is everything okay?
Hey, you know what? Life is good. You're above ground.
That's true. You're right on that one.
So, I mean, it doesn't do any good to complain. Because if you're going to complain, who's going to listen?
That's true, too. That's very true.
Save your breath. No, life is good. I know that watching some of the drivers out there, there's some really, really some really, really bad drivers out there lately. Hopefully that they're going to do something to start going after some of the car drivers.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to pick on them so much, but they're so bad out there. And when they start putting us in jeopardy. Oh, by the way, how'd you like that where all these people stepped in to save that biker, pulled that car off of the guy?
Yeah.
That cool.
That was cool. Did you see the video?
I saw the video. I thought that was awesome. What was interesting, you know, that someone thought that he was dead and they were just going to say, you know, let the fire have him.
Yeah.
And then they went and fought for it anyway. And no, he wasn't dead. Surprise.
Yeah. He fucked up pretty good, though.
He got rear-ended. He got run over, hon.
He got fucked up pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I think, what is it? Got two broken legs or something?
Yeah.
So. That kind of is what happens when somebody runs you over.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, that's not a free ride. But
right.
Good news.
Have you seen Doug Finley?
I just gave him some pictures. I took some pictures so that he could have new pictures put into. That free was it free to ride?
Uh-huh.
Coming up, I think it's this weekend, this Saturday, that the Democrats are giving for $25. I don't know if you had to reserve the seat or not, but they were having teaching people how to win a campaign. And I originally was going to go until work prevailed itself, which means a paycheck, which is always a nice thing to have.
That's true. Yeah, it works out when you got a paycheck and shit.
Yeah. I decided paycheck was better than the alternative, like not having food on the table. So I'm unfortunately not being able to go, which really sucks. Because I really do enjoy that kind of stuff. But that's coming up. Hopefully, a number of people are going to really, really get involved this year in the campaign, or I should say campaign, because it's going to be real important. Yeah, and of course, you know my adage. If you're not out there participating and getting that vote in, then my God, don't whine. But as far as the bikers go, we're really going to need some true workers. Get out there and get in some of these politicians that are in our favor.
Right.
And people always, well, what can I do? Can you stuff an envelope?
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
I'm not one that can talk on the phone.
You're not one that can talk on the phone.
Yeah,
you realize how long you've been on the phone with me?
I don't count.
Okay.
But this is different. This is different because this is interest on my side, not okay. But either stuffing envelopes, going out and going and putting pamphlets on people's doors. You know,
yeah, he put out a video on how to do that.
Did you see that? Wasn't that awesome?
Yeah. Hey, hang on a second. We got a caller from 514. Hello, are you there?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. Do you have any comments on what Fran's talking about? Turn the sound down in the background, though.
Any and all of it.
Hold on. Okay, it's turned down.
You got any comments on what Fran was talking about?
Hello.
I wasn't quite listening, though.
Well, it's just kind of neat to have another woman biker on the phone. What do you ride?
All right, bye. Hello. I'm sorry, somebody called me on my cell phone. But, no, what she's talking about is we have a friend of ours, mutual friend. His name is Doug Finley, and he has RideToRepeal.com. And what he does is when he gets a candidate that supports bikers or anything about our lifestyle, we usually try and back that candidate. So we, like Fran said, we get people, you know, what can I do? Well, you could stuff an envelope. You could hang out a poster. You can, you know, go door to door with the flyers. That's the kind of things we're talking about.
Okay. And how do you get the flyers?
Bait and so forth, and they'll help you set that up.
Okay.
What's real important is not necessarily going in the door. We know, if you get a hold of Doug Finley, Ride to Repeal, and he can hook you up with a politician that we
in your area.
In your area.
Yeah, in wherever you live, we can hook you up with the politician that'll.
I'm in Canada.
That's okay.
Well, Canada's
that's okay.
Really
we
tough.
Can reach out to Canada too.
I'm glad you can. I love driving through there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice out here.
What part of Canada?
I'm in Montreal.
Oh, cool.
I had to laugh because when I was coming back from Alaska, I was coming through alone. It doesn't bother me. But I had to laugh because, I mean, when they say the last frontier, they mean it. And, you know, you'll hear people say, well, in a thunderstorm, you really could do this, this, and this. And when I came back and I'm listening to people talk about, you know, riding in a thunderstorm and what you could do, and I'm going back to when I'm coming through Canada, and there's really no shoulder to pull off on. There's nobody out there. The nearest tree line is more than a half mile away.
Okay.
And so, you know what? You just keep riding. If God decides to strike you dead, you're going to... So be it, because that's what kind of day it's going to be. I just had to learn. I mean, it was just hysterical. I was like, ah. I mean, if anybody thinks that, you know... Yeah,
Angel said she's calling in from London, so this ought to be good.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Why don't you tell everybody who you are? You didn't. I didn't ask you that.
Who is?
You.
I'm Kat.
This is Fran. Fran, this is Kat. We're waiting
Kat. Hi, Fran.
She says I didn't answer the phone, but I didn't see her. I didn't see her in the thing. Call back, Angel.
Oh, well, that sounds like a stand-up to me.
No, I sometimes. This service we use is fucked up.
I will treat you kindly tonight.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, I will.
Okay.
So you still carry the hammer?
Excuse me?
Still carry the hammer?
Where do you think it would be? It's where it's always been for the last forever.
That's good.
Right on top of the left saddlebag. It's a nice 1 pounder.
Well, that works. That worked.
Trying to, somebody still got the sound on in the background so I can hear you. But it says, she's in there, it says it's ringing, but it hasn't popped up in the queue yet.
Well, I turned my sound completely off, so.
Oh, okay. No, I'm talking about.
I'm doing a cell phone and an earpiece so that I can work on photos and talk at the same time, multitasking time.
Yeah, she says there's no answer, but it's not lighting up in the thing. I'm looking at the screen right now. So she's going to have to try and do it again. But it's the number is 347-826-7753. So what's going on in Canada? Give me any biker news you want to share.
Yeah, it's pretty quiet out here, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Describe quiet.
Describe quiet. Not much is going on out here.
No?
No.
How come? You ought to come down. You ought to come down to the coast. Southern Cali. That's where it's happening at.
I'll have to do that.
In fact, my friend Atticus. My friends Atticus 7 are playing the Whiskey on November 10th.
Oh, cool. Well, I might just come down there. Check that out.
Yeah, she's still calling, but it's not showing up here. I don't know why.
Is she putting the 1-1, 1-10 or whatever in the front of it?
I don't know. I know she had trouble calling in last time. Because I know when Evil E called from London, he was using Skype. It came right through. But yeah, if you're there, you can type in and ask her that.
Well, I just typed in and asked her if she's using that other number, the 111, or I don't remember what it was.
That's Skype. But the out of America is 011. You know, it's like MC says, you can always use Intel on those candidates and districts who haven't been polled on the helmet issue, law issue, and graded. That's true too. You always want to talk to these guys and get a feel of where they're coming from, because a lot of times they just feed you a line of bullshit. So you'll help them get elected. Right, Fran?
Pretty much.
Don't they all feed your line of bullshit to get elected?
We have some good ones, and once in a while you run into a bad one.
We do have some good ones. Denise DeChaney, she put her hat in the ring again. And that's a real plus for us. Big plus. That's an important one.
Yeah.
I'm not all sure as to, what else. Toni Atkins, she's a real plus because she stands by her word. I mean, that's a whole lot better than Christine Kehoe in our area. She stood long enough to get voted in and then said, bend over, let me kiss you.
There we go. Well, let me interrupt you because we got hello, Angel.
Hello, darling. You all right?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, all's good. You have to get me out of my bed. Oh, I was like, oh, okay. I knew you'd win, so here I am, ringing you up and having a chat and that, so, yeah.
So how far is Brixton from you?
Brixton?
Yeah.
About, I don't know, 10 miles away. It's southwest London. I'm in southeast London.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's like a difference. But, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Brixton's cool. Brixton's all right. You
Barclays in London.
Well, no riots this week, so that's a good start, isn't it? You know, so. And none of the. Oh, and the neighbours haven't moved in yet. Thank fucking God. Oh, oh God. You know, when you just think, oh, please don't. Yeah, so, hey, you know.
So they haven't moved in yet, huh?
No, no, thank God for small mercies. So, yeah,
yeah,
it's all quiet on the Western Front, you know.
Okay.
That's how I like it. It's all good, man. So what's happening then?
Hey, what's this thing about the dog? I saw that thing. Give us an update on that situation with the dog. He's going to get paroled or executed or what?
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. The dog. The dog's, well, over here, okay, we've got laws, dogs, I know, banned, you know, dogs that are banned, that's it. Okay,
uh-huh.
So like pit bulls, we're not allowed to have pit bulls. Because
you're not.
The kennel,
I have one.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had one for 14 years, but he died last year, love his heart. But we're not meant to have them, you know. They're not recognised by our kennel club, and so they're classed as pit bull type dogs over here, okay? And they're barred because they say they attack and eat small children and all the rest of it, which we all know, you know, that's had dogs or those type of dogs. It's a load of old shit. But anyhow, this dog, the police have pounded it or whatever you call it, and it's up for execution tomorrow. So I've put, like, the shout out for everyone to sign the petition from my friend Shelley, who I got it from, and okay, that's it, you know. But, yeah, it's not good, is it?
Put that link in the chat room.
I don't know how to do that. I'm not that fucking clever. Oh, I'm good, but I'm not that good. You'll have to go on my wall and pinch it, or I don't know, however you're going to do it, you know. I'm not sure how that works.
All you got to do is copy.
I'm laughing at it because that's where I tried to start typing in, and
right,
it wouldn't let me type in, so I figured, you know what? Calling was easier.
Oh, my God. I don't know how you all can see these little screens, right? You know when you do like and I don't know what it is. The actual.
Well, they say memory is the second thing to go, and eyesight's the third thing.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh,
no, you know?
You help anyway.
You know? It's like, I can't see the bloody writing in the screen. I'm like, oh, my God, I have to get my reading glasses. Believe you me, this isn't a glamorous look, you know. I'm like sitting on top of my
You
computer.
Can fix that. You can change the font to larger. They have that capability for people with bad eyesight.
Well, no, my eyesight isn't bad. But the writing is like 2 millimeters tall. I'm like, what the hell, you know. So I'm, oh, yeah, you're right, I can.
So that, in other words, now you can read what I wrote because I started writing in capital letters?
Yeah, I can read. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, okay.
Angel, where's the link on your wall?
Where's the link on my wall?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know what a link is. I'm really stupid. Thank God. You know, I can do YouTube songs and, like, you know, message people, but don't ask me about a bloody link, man. What the hell? Oh, okay. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, yeah. Try. How do you. I'm going to try.
I think I've got it. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
Got it right here.
Phil, must you shout? You're deafening me, for goodness sake. Oh, hang on. No, it's not doing it.
Does that sound better for you?
Yeah, that's better. I can't be doing with shouting men at 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh, dear God.
Well, hey, I remember you said something about the music that was getting played.
I beg your pardon?
I remember you wrote something about the music with your new neighbors.
Oh, don't. Oh, please, don't start me off. Oh, it's horrendous. Oh, it's absolutely horrendous.
Well, you know what you ought to do is just download those songs, Mike P songs from my
my page. I did all that. I've played all that. Of course I have. Yeah. You know?
And then you have the Battle of the Bands.
Well, I'm kind of thinking if this continues, I'm just going to go around and politely say, look, do you mind turning it down? And I'm going to say it once. And then the second time, I'm not going to be so nice about it, you know?
Uh-huh.
I've made up my mind.
Well, I'm the same way. I give them one chance. After that, forget it.
You what? Say it again.
I said I do the same thing. I give them one chance, and after that, forget it.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not so nice the second time.
Yeah, oh, well, there we go, you see. And I'm far too old to be putting up with all this shit now. I really am, you know. Maybe sort of 30 years ago wasn't so bad, but I'm getting less tolerant the older I'm getting, you know.
That's got to be an age thing.
Huh?
That's got to be an age thing, because I'm less tolerant when somebody does something wrong.
Yeah, I think
I
think we all get that way as we get older. Years.
Just so you guys know, I think, Fran, you might have seen it on the top of my helmet, but on the front of my helmet it says, warning, insensitive prick.
I didn't see that.
I got one.
Oh, let's not sugar the plum. Oh, God.
Lord.
Yeah, I love it.
It's just like that picture under the flag. Fran took those pictures. That's the first time I had a woman in a parking lot for 6 hours taking pictures and nothing happened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I love those photos. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, the one, if you've seen it, the one I have up there now, the flag's upside down.
It is.
Yeah.
How can a flag be upside down?
On your Facebook.
Because I photoshopped it that way. You know what the upside down flag means, right?
Yeah.
No.
In trouble.
No.
In trouble.
Union Jack's the same whichever way you have it up. So, no.
It means, upside down flag means send help.
It means what?
Send help.
I don't understand.
Well, I learned something new.
Okay,
I don't know what the fuck you're on about.
Okay, here. I'll break it down for you real easy. Remember the other day when you wrote down there about the people moving in?
Huh?
And you were really going off about that, and I told you, all right, don't worry about it. Just put a call out for the Marines.
Oh, I love Marines. Yes, go on. Yes.
Okay. Well, when you fly a flag upside down, it's like a distress call.
Okay, kind of like an SOS.
Right.
But that only works with the stars and stripes, is that right?
Right.
It's
like a distress signal, like a mayday. Send
like
help.
Like an SOS or whatever it is. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like send help.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because bikers were the last cowboys, and we're fighting the biggest gang out there.
Okay, I hear you. Oh, I really didn't know that.
Okay, I'm going to break in. Old days, if a biker was in trouble, what did the biker do with his helmet?
I have no
idea. He placed his helmet in front of the tire. Meant that he needed assistance.
That's true. She's right on that one. Your bike breaks down, you put the helmet in front of the tire.
Okay.
Most bikers that will ride by, 9 out of 10 will pull over and help you.
But do you know something? You all are different over there than over here, really. It's your ways are completely different, I'm sure.
Well, actually, the problem that has arisen is that custom of now, if a biker's just sitting there, he's on his phone. But when the bike goes by, generally you give a thumbs up just in case.
Right.
That, yeah, you know, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that we don't have to stop. But in the old days, before our cell phones, you put your helmet down in front of the tire. That meant that, hey, you were in trouble and you needed assistance.
Right.
The problem comes in is that all of the codes in which we used to live by, which also meant that you never left a rider behind, is going by the wayside. Now, what I always find interesting, or I should say fascinating, is when I stop for a motorcyclist. And I don't
Yeah, they kind of look at you funny going, why'd you stop?
But what's funnier is when, and patches don't mean anything to me. If you're going to kill me, go ahead, go knock yourself out. But what I find fascinating is when they all of a sudden realize that out of all the bikes that have gone past them, it is a woman that has stopped to offer assistance.
Right.
And it just totally freaks them out. You know, John is going to be writing an article very, very shortly about, because John and I started 15 years ago about doing a sweep. When you do a motorcycle run, you have someone who leads it. If it's a really big group, you have several people throughout the group, but you always have a sweep. That's the person in the back, and you, and if somebody breaks down, that person peels off, stays with the person who's broke down, and the person in front of the sweep continues on with the pack. And then you pray that nobody else breaks down. But we used to do all of those things, and all of those things at this time is either beyond what people are willing to do or what people are considering that is important to do. And I'm afraid that our culture and some of these things are starting to disappear.
Yeah.
And another rule is if we're and when I say patch holder, I don't necessarily mean one percenters. I mean just patch holders. I mean, code was, if there were 20 of us riding together, another biker, even if they knew us, did not automatically assume that they could jump into the pack.
Right.
They rode in the back of the last bike, unless that person, like myself, would have them pull into the pack and become part of the pack. But that was an invite. That was not an automatic given. And this is the stuff that the newbies are failing and don't understand the way of things.
Well, that's kind of like with these guys at the 7th Engineer Battalion are going to have this fundraiser for the Marine Corps Ball. And a lot of those guys going on this, they're going to get credit for going on this organized run. They're going to have a little class teaching some stuff. And it's all going to be done out of Big Harley Davidson.
Do you know if they're going to have an auction? Because if you think one of the prints will go over and make some money for them, that they're more than welcome to have a print.
Okay,
you know,
I'll Susan's in the chat room. Susan's in the chat room, but what I'll do is I'll get a hold of her and we'll arrange to get one of those prints.
Okay, if that's what you want, I'll print it up tonight.
Okay, Fran, and I'll make sure you get the full kudos for that. But it's going to be on Friday, October 7th, at Big Harley Davidson.
God, I wonder what I'm doing. I mean, something else to remember, too, because, as you know, most of my photography is all volunteer.
Right.
I do have to thank the Grave Diggers, the Graveyard Gamblers.
Right.
The group of ladies.
Let me interrupt you for a second. Anybody that lost the sound, just go ahead and refresh your page. It'll come back up.
Yeah, that's what's happened with mine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're done. Cut me off.
No, I wouldn't do that to you.
Oh, all right, babe.
Go ahead, Fran. I'm sorry.
Well, the Graveyard Gamblers, we were doing another motorcyclist up in Orange County put on a photography thing. Well, I had to work. So what I had done in our local was put out, I will give you more than fair value photo shoot as long as everybody popped $25. And I believe it was 10 ladies came from the gamblers.
Uh-huh.
And so they sent a check to help pay for a military family to be able to get a dog. Unfortunately, the dog cost $13,000, $13,500. The military company is not going to be able to afford that kind of dog. But what it is they have two children of special needs, and one is autistic. And,
yeah, I put that out there, and I don't know if you know what Betsy just they just did that. They raised $11,000 towards the dog for this disabled Marine.
Was that JJ? Because that was what this one was for JJ.
No, I don't think it was for JJ. I think it's for one they picked on the East Coast.
Oh, okay.
But the guy with the two daughters, I sent him in a couple of different directions, but I've been posting his flyer in his story on the blog.
Yeah, the photography group did something for them, and that's where I was real, real proud that they stepped up to the plate and did the photo shoot and cut them a check for the pictures. If the group wants something like that, or if they want, some photos done up there, I can probably get them photographers to do some shooting for them if they wish.
Okay, because I was talking to... My friend Pete Alva, and he might be coming down because he's doing that biker, he's making a biker movie.
Oh, cool. Does he need a fat woman on a bike?
Well, I'll tell you what, he's coming down to take some pictures of me and Bill at the shop, and I'll let you know what day, and we'll see if we can get you into it.
You didn't invite me? Oh,
no, this just came about.
Okay, I'll forgive you this time.
No, this just came about, but I'll run that by it, and I should be able to get a hold of him tomorrow.
Next month should be a little bit better for me, I hope. That'd be really nice. One of the things that I also need to do is arrange to get pictures so I can do a photo shoot of the older police officer retired, military person retired, that rides a Harley. Because if we don't get some pictures of her and get some of that history of her, we're going to lose it. And I hate losing history.
Yeah.
I really do. I mean, I bet there's a number of people out there that don't understand what a patch holder is. And the significance...
All right, hang on. Angel...
Yeah.
What is a patch holder?
Huh?
What is a patch holder?
Have I got to discuss that on the phone?
Huh? It's about any club. You don't have to say any name of the club or anything. To you, what does a patch holder mean?
Someone that's got rockers on the top and the bottom and a picture in the middle.
Okay.
I don't really want to talk about patch holders, actually. If,
okay, no worries. No worries, because I was just...
But you know why, I think.
No, Fran was just saying people don't understand what a patch holder is. I just wanted a different
opinion.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I understand what that is. That's cool.
And basically, that was close to the definition. Doesn't necessarily have... Well...
It's just that certain ways... Okay, there was a situation here in town. A couple of guys, they started this club of Marines and Navy corpsmen, which to me, Navy corpsmen is almost a Marine anyway because they go through the same training. But they started this club, and they used a three-rocker patch without getting permission first.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Turned into a big fuck story.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh,
well,
okay.
I'm just going to clarify that a little bit because now it depends on who or whom you talk to. And
right.
The reason I say that is because what she was describing would be considered a one percenter
mm-hmm.
patch holder with a
right.
locker, which a patch holder in general could be any group with a patch.
Well, it's like this, okay? The American Legion riders have a three patch. The Marine riders have a three rocker patch, and it's basically it's done out of respect. They're not done to try and prove anything. They do it out of respect. That's one of the reasons they get
the confusion is the rocker.
Right.
Because the rocker is a different definition.
Correct.
Okay,
you see over
so,
here, a patch holder, you associate a patch holder with a patch club. That's how
right.
it is in England.
Right.
Now,
what's
the difference there versus here?
Right.
It's
different everywhere,
okay.
But... Basically, the one percenter clubs are three rocker patches.
Correct.
That's what I say. That's what I thought.
You know, about 3 weeks ago, I was downtown in San Diego, and I was down in the gas lamp. And Bill and I went for a ride to meet this guy, and some guy walked in wearing a Sons of Anarchy. He had on the rocker. He had on the center patch, and he had on California on the bottom. And
yep.
What he didn't know when he walked in there was where he was walking into. And believe you me, he got a beating. He got a serious beat down. When San Diego PD showed up, they said he should have known better. And then when they asked for anybody that saw what happened, of course you know what was said.
Nobody saw anything.
Yeah, right. Well, what?
Really? When did that happen? My exact words were, really?
That was pretty foolish. To copy a name off of a TV show and make your club that name, that was being pretty foolish.
Yeah. Well, that's
for real. Oh, God.
That's like
I don't know very much.
No, that's like if you guys remember when that show Renegade was on with Lorenzo Lamas and that, and Bill and Eddie and all of us were extras in those shows.
Oh, wow.
I didn't have Harley. Well, that really sucked.
Yeah. Well, Lorenzo Lamas, he's a little guy. He's as tall as me.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen him here in 7-Eleven. He's not a very friendly sort.
No, he's not. He's real standoffish.
Yeah,
oh,
whatever.
Okay.
Lorenzo Lamas? He's Fernando Lamas' son. He was in... who was the name of the swimmer he was married to, Fran?
Oh, Oh, God.
Esther, no.
No.
No, I can't think of it right now. But, yeah, him and his brother and them, and he's kind of real standoffish. He just started some motorcycle company. I forget the name of it, but he's building retro trappers.
Okay. Wish him luck.
Yeah.
Maybe his attitude has improved.
I don't know. But that Branscom Rinscom, he was the other star. He's a real good down to earth guy.
I met him and spoke to him up in Sturgis. And what's interesting is I would ask, I'm not trying to pin anybody for actual mileage or how many days. Just give me a ballpark.
Right.
He was really nice, and he was one of the very few that would actually give me, it should take me about 3 days to get home from here to San Diego, or 4 days. I was up in Alaska and asking people, how long would it take to get from there to Sturgis? Do you know that not one person, not one biker, would give me any kind of answer on that?
Of course.
And it's like, I wasn't trying to pin them down. I just wanted to
run after them. Because you're a woman. There's still those walls. There's still those walls.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure that if they had given me the information, I would have done better than Google. Google was terrible.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had a little thing going on in the chat room earlier. Angel was trying to figure out what a nightstick was.
I still am.
Oh, hell. Yeah, you know.
I used to carry one in the car.
But don't they have, you don't have, your cops don't carry them down there, Angel?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a stick. It's just like a wooden stick.
No, hell no. I mean, I've been to America, as you know, a couple of times or a few times, and your police are so totally different, you know. At the end of the day, all police are fucking wankers in my language, I don't know what in your language, jerk-offs, whatever, you know, they're all bastards.
Assholes, yeah, that works.
Yeah, okay. But they all carry different weapons, yeah? So I sort of carry this CS, or whatever it is, gel spray, I don't know, it's meant to blind you and whatever. But they don't have guns.
Pepper spray.
They don't have, yeah. They don't have these sticks that you'll, like, have, your police have. No, man, and handcuffs, and that's about it.
Well, we have handcuffs, guns, sticks, pepper spray.
But our lot are rough, you know?
I just have a knife and a hammer.
Sorry?
Hammer works well.
Oh, dear.
No, seriously, Fran, tell them where the hammer's at.
Hammer's on the bike. It's there.
Nice 1-pounder.
That works well.
Yeah, well. No, you see, I don't have anything. We're not allowed to have anything like that over here.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know
there's more cops' handprints and fingerprints on that thing than there mine. I never touch it without gloves on.
Smart man.
Well, I love it.
I understand.
The last time I had five of them, and the littlest guy spotted it and ran over and was trying to pull it off, and as I was sitting on my bike with my hands up in the air, he started hollering, hammer, and everybody, they all reacted like I pulled a gun out or something. So after they handcuffed me for my own safety, they took everything, the hammer, the knife, all my stuff, my helmet, everything. And I went to court, and the judge said case was dismissed because the seven of them came unprepared and with the city attorney. And then the judge asked me if there's anything else he could do for me that day before he closed everything. And I said, yeah, I'd like a writ of habeas corpus to go down to the property room and get all my stuff back, which he gave me and which I got back.
Wait.
So on the top of my helmet, right above where it says warning and sensitive prick, it says property of the police department, evidence room. So now when I get stopped and they look at the helmet and they tell me it's not a legal helmet, I said, well, can you tell me what a legal helmet is and I'll get one. If not, this is what I'm going to wear. Well, I think we're going to confiscate it. Well, if you read it, then I put my head down and I go, if you read that sticker, I'm just going to get it back anyway because you can't take it. So, well, we can do what we want. I said, yeah, you can do what you want, and then I'm going to do what I want. And the guy goes, what are you going to do? I said, well, every one of you here is going to give me a card. I'm going to go home and fill out a public service request and ask what your policy is. Then I'm going to sit down and write each one of you guys an internal affairs complaint. So we'll all sit in the room again and talk about it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's great.
You're all allowed to carry guns and hammers and God knows what. If we were to carry a gun over here, they'd fling us in prison. That's how it is. We're not allowed to have guns.
Well, they just changed the law. Well, it made it to committee, and then it goes to the governor. I think it right committee, and then it goes to the governor's desk, friend.
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't remember either, but SB 144 about open carry.
Now,
it looks like we're going to get the right now where nothing happens because I was talking to a guy a couple weeks ago, and he told me that they just had classes on that, so they're planning for it to come to fruition.
Yeah, I don't want people misunderstanding. One of the reasons that you can get away with carrying that hammer is because that's also work-related.
Right, but it's not against the law.
It's in the books.
It's not against the law to carry a hammer.
Correct. But if I carried the hammer, I would have to fight a great deal more to justify it.
No, oh, so would I.
Well, it's like this too. Okay, if you bend over once, you're going to bend over twice. And my old saying is, you deserve what you tolerate. And Fran, you know me. I've been carrying that thing for years.
True.
You see, if we carried a hammer over here, whether or not it was work-related, unless it was, like, in a toolbox, they would arrest us, and it's classed as going equipped. And the going equipped means going equipped to do, like, a burglary or a blag or some sort of robbery. That's how it is over here.
Well, I was on my way to a club party with another one of my friends. And we got pulled over by the highway patrol. And he knew where we were going because the helicopters and everybody, they were at the exit where we got off to go there. So they knew what was up, but there was an accident, so we took the shoulder for about half a block. Needless to say, we got a ticket for that, but he told me, hey, you might want to put that in the saddlebag. And I said, no. The guys down south told me as long as it's zip tied to the top of the bag, I can carry it that way. And he said, no, I'm telling you to put it in the saddlebag. And I said, I'm telling you, I'm not going to do that because I'm going to get on the bike, drive away, you're going to pull me over again, then you're going to tell me you want to search my bag, and then you're going to arrest me for carrying a concealed weapon. I'm not doing that. I'm staying right where it is. So it was like a Mexican standoff. He kept saying yes, and I kept saying no. And then the sergeant told me we were causing a distraction to get out of there, so they let us go.
Okay. That works.
Yeah. Because it's just like anything else. I put up a story a couple weeks ago about a felony hot stop doesn't mean they have the right to search your house either.
Okay, now, I don't know if things have changed, However, if when I went to, and this goes back, and they may have changed some of the things, but if a person was a documented gang member and there are five things that makes a person a gang member, tattoos, the way they dress, their hangout, and there were two other things. There were five markers anyway. And if they had gotten arrested for something, then oftentimes what ends up happening is they, if on their release, if that person came into my house, the police can, by legal law, search any place in which he has access to that is open domain, such as kitchen.
Not without a warrant.
Not without a warrant here either.
No.
Not here either. You need a warrant.
Yeah, definitely need a warrant.
Be careful on that one. And that was
unless you're a fourth waiver, Fran. That's the only way they can do it. If you're a fourth waiver, you have no rights. They can do whatever they want. But if you're not a fourth waiver, they need a warrant.
That might be what it is with a documented gang member then. Because when I had gone through that class, that was one of the things that they ended up losing their rights to.
Uh-huh.
But what concerned me when they were trying to put that on us as bikers and saying that we were gangs is if someone had been tagged as a gang member and then was, let's say, having coffee here, they didn't need a search warrant to come into my house because that person was in my house.
Okay. What I got, I'm gonna dig something up here. It's called the California Step Act. It's where you're going with that, but I gotta switch something off and turn something on to get to it. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play a quick song, and I'll be right back while I got this. So just hold on, okay?
Okay.
Alright.
Oh, it's so cool to talk to you. Sure, now my pen doesn't work.
What?
My pen wasn't working.
My phone's working, but I can hardly speak.
Because we're writing to each other here. We wonder
yeah.
what's going on. What's
yeah.
all that about?
Yeah.
Well, it happens two or three times every
what
time
you mean
we're
it
on.
What happens?
They try and like when you guys lost the sound earlier.
Huh?
Yeah, that
Go
was
on.
Them. That was them.
Doing what?
They try to zap me through the IP address.
They try to take you off the air.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Ah. What an arsehole.
Oh, yeah.
That's,
Well, you tell
they
them.
Love
you
me.
Have
they love
you
me.
You have someone. Well, you can tell them. You've got someone from London and someone from Montreal.
And tell them the
Well, it's like this.
And another one from America. Do you know what I mean? And we don't want to be messed around.
No,
you know,
it's like this.
They're all women.
Yeah,
and we're all
it's
winning.
Like this. When you have four guys taking off their motorcycles and they each lose $832.19 a month, they kind of get pissed off.
They deserved it, though.
But to go back to what Fran was talking about, it's called what they came out with in California. It's called the California Step Back. And what it is, it's a procedure to show knowledge that an individual belongs to a criminal street gang. And how it's done. This is fucked up how it's done. There's the four of us are standing on the corner. We're all wearing support shirts for one club, right?
Okay.
Now, guy drives by in the car. Gets on the radio. Hey, Sarge, I see these four people standing here. I'm going to investigate what's going on. Boom, 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 right? Now they come and he lines you all up and he takes your picture and asks you for a thumbprint. That's what starts the investigation. Because the officer serves you a notice of determination on the person he determines belongs to a criminal street gang. And this notice informs you, you are hereby notified that the above mentioned written by the office or the motorcycle club's name is now a criminal street gang engaging in a pattern of criminal activity within the means of Penal Code Section 186.22. The officer completes a proof of service by including a photo and a fingerprint of you while it's done. Because if the agencies who designate as gang members, the element of prior knowledge can easily be proved. The prosecutor was able to show notice was given prior to the commission of the crime for which the defendant is being prosecution. It lays the foundation and an entered form into evidence, your photo and fingerprint, even if you are detained for a traffic stop. Never accept that notice, sign for a traffic violation, but don't be tricked into agreeing to a record charge in lieu of signing the notice of determination. And don't ever give a thumbprint and a photo. Educate the officer, inform him or her that you're a member, friend, or an associate or supporter of that motorcycle club. And the important legal info you need to remember is when you ask to comply with an officer's request, before talking to the officer or giving up your rights, politely inform the officer that if your attorney gives you permission to do so, you will be willing to comply with an officer's request. However, you have made a commitment to your attorney to refuse to answer these requests prior to consulting with him. When the officer states, I'm going to search you, okay, they are asking you for your permission. Do not agree. The response should be, I will not obstruct or delay your investigation, but I do not give my consent for a search, and then let them take you to jail. Because right then and there, they violate all your rights, you're going to walk scot-free.
Okay, so bring it into layman's terms, kid.
Sure. Basically, it comes down to this. They must have legally made a determination that you are a member of a criminal street gang. And number two is some kind of a crime must have been alleged against you. And number three, that crime was for the benefit of the gang.
So that's all circumstantial.
Well, there's one more.
All in a nutshell. Okay, all in a nutshell, this next paragraph will tell you the whole story. Why is this happening to the bike riding community? Case in point, money. With California's current financial disarray and budget cuts, monies are trying to be found to support police associations and the lobbyists who benefit from their support. There are more than 943,000 registered motorcyclists in California. We are not united in defending rights. We've become a target of join the Modified Motorcycle Association and join the Confederation of Clubs. Get involved and join the fight. Basically, that's it in a nutshell.
But the one part that you had said, which is if they end up being prosecuted and they signed a portion of it,
mm-hmm.
then that's the part where they, if they were in my house, they could come in without a warrant to search the house.
No, they can't. Unless you got your fourth waiver. If you're a fourth waiver, you have no rights at all.
Definitely can't do that in London. No, no. They've got to bring a warrant. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Canada, too, they need a warrant to come
into your... Yeah.
Yeah, but now let's back up again with that fourth waiver. In which manner does a person give up that fourth waiver? Other words, the waiver that would entitle an officer to do the search at any time, at any will, when would that be activated and how?
Well, if you don't know, they can activate anything they want on you because they figure you're stupid and don't know.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
Oh, dear.
What scares them the most is like Bill says, in the first 30 to 45 seconds, you know how it's going to go, okay? And they're more afraid of an informed citizen than average Joe Blow.
Well, yeah, because somebody doesn't...
This guy that I had this morning was, I had him, he didn't know what the fuck to do. He didn't know whether to scratch his ass or his head. Because everything he asked me, I answered with a question. Everything he asked me, I answered with another question. Am I free to go? I didn't do anything wrong. Am I free to go? No, I do not give up my rights. No, I will not. I will not consent to a search. Am I free to go?
Well, he must have really liked you.
Yep.
But now
the last thing I said to him was, "You might want to talk to Captain Armeo when you get to the station." And he goes, "For what?" And I said, he'll tell you who I am. He goes, well, who are you? I said, I just told you. Talk to our mail. He'll tell you. Because I know he's going to tell him what's coming. There's going to be an IA complaint. There's going to be a letter for department policy on how he conducted that. So I noticed.
Who are the
Huh?
You know, God. I don't know. I heard somewhere that, you know, like if the police stop you on your bike or whatever, can't you video them? You know, like if you've got a mobile, what do you call it, cell phone?
Yeah.
Can't you?
It's not against the law. It's not. Unless they're taking a piss, walking into their house, or undercover. It's free game.
But isn't there some kind of loophole in the law where, I don't know, that you could, I don't know, you can video them on your cell
phone? I just told you, unless they're taking a piss, walking into their house,
yeah,
or undercover. Otherwise, it's free game.
Oh, right, okay. Okay.
If you go to the blog, you can read the stories there. Just type in videotaping police or recording police.
Where? In what?
In my blog.
I don't know how to work a blog. I don't understand all that.
Okay. Well, what it is every day I post stories.
Okay.
And I post all the news, all the biker news, all the club news.
Okay.
And where do you go get the blog?
I'm gonna have to go and get. Yeah, you know, didn't ya? I'm gonna have
to.
Yeah,
I'll take that in right. Put that in the chat room for you guys right now.
Yeah. Please.
Yeah, yeah, that would be good.
Oh, heck, I'd rather have you over for coffee and you show me.
Well, I can do that, too.
Yeah.
Well,
all go to
Phil's
house.
I'm in a shit.
Well, you know, friend, that's on my way home.
I know it is.
Okay. I'll get that for you guys right now. I'll pop it in there.
Yeah, yeah, that would be good, actually.
Thank you.
But it's bikersamerica.blogspot.com. It's in the chat room. All you got to do is click on it, Angel. And when it says, the little box comes up, says copy, and then go to where you're going to put it and hit paste, and it'll paste it right there for you.
Please don't tell me I'm really sick.
Okay, let's try this.
Kitty, is it working for you? Because this isn't working for me.
Just a second, I'm going to check that out in a sec.
Okay.
It's a little bit slow. Okay, let's see.
Well, or you can do this. Just type in this name in Google.
Go. Go on in.
Should be a picture of me and Bill.
Well, what am I typing in?
You could type in my name right there in the chat room, and use Google. Go to Google, and it'll come up.
Okay, so this can't be. It's not working.
It's not fucking working for me, man. I'm telling you.
Holy fuck.
Shit.
Yeah, but I get to laugh at all of
this. This is complicated. Holy crap.
Fucking hell.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell you how you got to do this, like, Kizzy. Highlight it and then copy it and paste it into the Google search bar, right? I've got it. It's come up on mine. I've now got Bikers of America Know Your Rights.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me see.
For me and Bill?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, of course it's you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the picture everybody says. How come you're not smiling? I said, I am.
Babes of the week.
That's because they don't know you.
Oh, you're right.
Okay.
You
gotta know
you.
You
got it, Kitty?
Huh?
I was saying,
yes,
Kitty, I do. You got it? I mean, look at this. Babes of the Week. Well, where's our names? What a bloody sauce.
Hold on.
Okay, I got it. Now I'm going to have to stick that in my favorites because I don't lose it.
Yeah, yeah, me. Yeah, and me. I'm doing the same.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing that now. Okay, there we go.
Done.
Cool. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, that gets, right now, for the last 4 days, we've been going over 37,000 hits a day.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah, I'll read that later. I'm too tired. I can't even function. My God, what's the bloody time here?
And then what you do, All you guys need to do is you can go, you sign in at the top on the right hand side, sign in, send me a message, and then I'll approve you to get into the inner workings. And then once you get into the inner workings, there's a search box, so you can type in police recording, police audio or video, and the stories will come up.
Okay. Sign in, email, blogger. Wow.
I don't understand these bloggy things. I really don't.
Well, anything, like if you go through there and you scroll, just keep scrolling down.
Yeah.
Walk you through it right now.
Okay.
All right.
Subscribe. No.
You got the picture. You got the picture at the top, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now scroll down. You see where it says friends?
Friends.
Yeah.
Okay. And keep scrolling down.
Yeah.
See a picture of me and Bill on the bikes in front of the shop?
Yeah.
Okay, if you look over on the right-hand side of the picture, actually the left-hand side, and look at the top of my saddlebag, and you'll see what that is.
That's a hammer.
That's a hammer.
That's a hammer. Hammer down.
Shit.
Okay, now you go down where it says navigation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything you click on there will show you. It'll show you all the posts. It'll show you when the upcoming shows are. It tells you about me and Bill, and it tells you how to get a hold of us. Then you keep scrolling down, where you see where the red link says Bikers or Block Talk Radio, Bikers of America.
Yep.
Okay, you can click on that. It'll take you right to the show page, or you can go down if you want to check the archives of tonight's show. You click on that blue box, and it'll play the whole show.
Okay.
Then if you go to where it says subscribe, you can click on that and go into the post, or you can go into the comments. And then and then you got that other picture of me right there in front of the Kennedy sign?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. Then you go down to keywords. Anything on keywords there, it'll tell you the same thing. Then you go down and you'll see me with my friends from the Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Then you go into where it says blog archive, and you can go all of last month, September, or you can go into 2011. And then underneath that, every one of those red links you can click on, and that page will come up. And it, as you scroll all the way down, it goes all the way to the bottom of the page. So anything that you want to see about, like I'm about three quarters of the way down, and I got the one that says filing a police complaint. There's even one here that says the wife sues the husband for lack of sex.
All right. People, opportunity.
Wow. Okay, there's a lot of stuff here.
Yeah,
definitely a lot to read.
There's always a lot to read. I just rather hear it.
Yeah, there's another one over here that says pulled over because of your colors.
Okay.
I'm still scrolling down here.
Yeah, there's one. It's about three quarters of the way down. It's pulled over because of colors. Then right below that it says New Zealand. And then right below that it says the appeal court rules it's not illegal to film police. This one's from September 6th. Despite in here. Okay, just like you wanted to know about the filming him. Here you go. Despite the mass hoax still being proclaimed by both the mainstream media and the local authorities across America, the First Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled it's not illegal for citizens to videotape police officers when they are on public duty. The filming of government officials while on duty is protected by the First Amendment, said the court, reports Daily Tech. The filming of government officials engaging their duties in a public place, including police officers performing their responsibilities, fits comfortably within these principles of protected First Amendment activity, the court said. Gathering information about government officials is in a form that can readily be disseminated to others serves a cardinal First Amendment interest in protecting and promoting the free discussion of governmental affairs. Okay. The case cited several examples where citizens were arrested for documenting acts of police brutality on recording devices, including this of an attorney. This guy's name was Simon Glick. He's the one that brought this out. He's an attorney, but he brought it all the way to the Supreme Court. He was arrested after he filmed police punching a man in Boston Common. And if you guys heard a couple weeks ago about Boston Common, that's like a big park in downtown Boston.
Yeah, I know where Boston Common is.
Uh-huh.
I like the accent.
Oh, dear.
See, it says the proliferation of electronic devices with video recording capability means that many of our images of current events come from bystanders with ready cell phone or digital camera rather than a traditional film crew. And news stories are just as likely to be broken by a blogger at a computer as a reporter at a major newspaper. Such developments make clear why the news gathering protections of the First Amendment cannot turn on professional credentials or status, stated the court. In Illinois, they're still trying to prosecute a mechanic for recording police in public. They said it violated their eavesdropping law, and they tried to tell this guy that he's going to get 75 years. So they're trying to make an
example.
Yeah, they're trying to make an example out of him, but it's not going to work for him.
Well,
75 years. Oh, my God.
That's a long time.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's all... Not so much, I don't know about Canada, but America is so different from here. I mean, you just don't get 75 years here.
You know all the shit that's going on in Australia, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you know all the shit that's going on in Canada, right?
Yeah.
The only thing that stops them from doing it in the United States is the Bill of Rights. If we lose that, we're fucked.
Okay.
Right, Fran?
They've been trying to take that away from us. They almost got the Miranda changed.
Mm-hmm.
But the judge did stand behind that and said, no, you still have to read that.
That's correct.
We're only a breath away from what they can and can't do. The problem comes in when they can still write you the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Where the problem comes in is that at that point, even though they know they're doing wrong, they're making you inconvenient because now they're forcing you into having to take a stance on it and make action.
Mm-hmm.
Which most people are not going to do.
Right.
And they know that.
That's right. That's why I said you deserve what you tolerate.
I mean, also, ignorance is not bliss in this case, because ignorance at this point is what ends up what the rest of us wind up paying, because then they know that. Well, they've already got one case. They get two cases, and now it becomes a precedent. And then the judge says, well, I'm sorry. I've done this so many times already, there is no challenge.
Right.
It's done. So we wind up in this merry-go-round of, it's not having... any rights, because people aren't working, and like you said, working together to maintain those rights.
No, until we all get on the same page, it's going to be a clusterfuck.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be really tough.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. And, I mean, I've been fighting a long time. And I get tired when I hear, well, no, that doesn't pertain to me. That doesn't, that's not us. That, and it's like.
Until it happens to them.
Right. When would you like it to be you?
Yeah.
So I have difficulty in that regard. Just because, you know, people wait until it affects their their backyard. And
mm-hmm.
once it gets to their backyard, it's already too late.
Yeah.
There is no more.
No.
You know, I mean, that's where the helmet bill, and then people said, well, I quit riding. Well, then, if you quit riding because the helmet bill went in,
yeah,
then you just rolled over and you're dead.
Right, you took one for the team.
And so you gave it to them.
Yeah.
Now, I still go back to the main concern that I have, and the main concern I have is they want us off the road.
Right.
And nobody seems to really understand that, and I don't know why. I really don't understand why other people don't see it. They're doing, it's nickel and diming. They have been nickeling and diming us.
Uh-huh.
And the nickel and dime is to actually get us off the road. I mean, they tried doing it where any bike that was in an accident and goes to a junkyard gets crushed.
Right.
So then you can't have the parts. Therefore,
right.
If you can't have the parts off it, that means if you have a vintage bike, the parts you could have had from a recycle yard is now gone. Because any bike that went in, if this law had passed, would have been crushed. Now, luckily, on our behalf, that didn't happen.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't mean that we're...
Well,
what
do they do with the bikes in Canada and London when they take them?
What do they do? What do you mean, what
yeah.
do?
They put them in the scrapyard.
In Canada?
Okay. Yeah. Or
if they
impound them.
In they don't
Pardon?
Crush them, though.
No, they don't crush them.
So you can get parts if you needed it.
Yeah, here, yeah, you can get parts if you need them.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
here.
What about London?
Yeah, it's the same here.
Same?
Yeah.
You know what I find fascinating? This is the first time I've been on your show.
Yeah.
That it's all women.
Yeah.
Yay,
that could be a good thing.
I think it's cool.
And you know who's going to be disappointed?
Who?
Bill. Bill.
Well, we'll have to call him when he comes back.
Yeah.
You can call him at the shop.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, if you go in there, where it says contact us, the number's in there. He won't be there tomorrow. He's going to go back to the hospital, but he'll be there Sunday.
I'm not just ringing up a strange person willy-nilly.
Me neither. I had enough trouble calling into the show.
Shit.
Well,
yeah, we're calling the show.
Unfortunately for me, I do have to leave, but I do want to say adieu to all. Ride safe. And don't give up your rights, because once you do that, it's done.
Yeah, for real.
For sure.
Yeah, you know.
What I'm going to do, since it's getting late, and I know you ladies need your beauty sleep.
Oh, yeah.
We can never sleep, honey.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
I'm gonna let Kid Rock take us out.
Cool.
Awesome.
Oh, by the way, email me the song that you had played at the earlier break.
Which one?
Oh, God,
from the Scorpions.
Which one? Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, no, exactly that.
Scorpions, is it?
Scorpions.
Yeah.
Is that the one?
I really like it.
Send me an angel.
Send me an angel, probably.
Yeah,
was it the Send Me an Angel one, Fran?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, I'll do that.
Obviously, if that struck a note for me tonight, that's probably what I need. Oh, yes. That is trouble.
Well, you guys know, you're all welcome at any time, and I'm going to let Kid Rock take us out.
So
awesome. I'll talk to you guys next week or sooner.
Okay. All right, darling. Bye, girls.
All right.
Bye.
Good night,
everybody.
Bye. Bye. Bye.